proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue with our series about divine omniscience, noting that God knows all things. Quote, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do," unquote. These words, contained in the fourth chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews, these words set forth a key Bible truth. God knows all things. Divine knowledge has no limits. Consider Paul's paean of praise to God in Romans chapter 11. He began with these words, quote, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both in the wisdom and knowledge of God," unquote. The apostle glorified God for possessing a degree of knowledge and wisdom that transcended human comprehension. God's knowledge has no temporal limitations. As the first chapter of Genesis indicated, God existed before the beginning of time itself. Job, in the 24th chapter of his book, acknowledged that, quote, "times are not hidden from the Almighty," unquote. To those who would raise questions about his deity, God proclaimed this in Isaiah chapter 45, quote, "Ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me," unquote. God's knowledge has no geographical limitations. According to Psalm 53, quote, "God looked down from heaven upon the children of men, to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God," unquote. When he did that, according to the sixth chapter of Genesis, quote, "God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth," unquote. The perversity of the Sodomites, detailed in Genesis chapter 19, the cruelty of the Assyrians, noted in Isaiah chapter 20, the religious superstitions of the Athenians, mentioned in Acts chapter 17. God knew all about the doings of each of these people, and more. Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, Jesus Christ demonstrated his omniscience on several occasions. When he did so, he revealed himself as being divine. Take the events described in the fourth chapter of John's Gospel. Despite having no knowledge of the past life of the Samaritan woman at the well, Jesus knew about her past marital history and her current domestic arrangements. This revelation surprised her to such an extent that she referred to him as a prophet. Other incidents illustrated the omniscience of Jesus Christ. According to the sixth chapter of John, for instance, some of his followers grumbled about a doctrine which he taught them. John recorded this statement that, quote, "When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, Doth this offend you?" Unquote. The text did not indicate that he audibly heard their complaints, but rather that he knew in himself what it was that they were criticizing. God's omniscience should put a check upon people's sinful tendencies. Anyone who seeks to conceal an evil deed needs to understand that they cannot hide their wickedness from God. On the other hand, God's extensive knowledge should provide assurances to those who trust in him. They need to realize that since God knows all things, he can arrange adverse circumstances to work for the good of those who love him, as per the eighth chapter of the book of Romans. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.